This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srestha with the news, the headlines first. Guideline issued to bring uniformity to application formats in government offices. Food management and trading company to run fair price outlets at 193 places in 44 districts. Two people missing after a jeep plunges into the Bheri River near Pangad Kupinde in Salyan along the Chinchu Jazarkot Road section. And Pakistan continues efforts to facilitate US-Iran dialogue. Now the news in detail. The government has issued guidelines to bring uniformity to application formats used for public services provided by government offices, issuing the formats of applications used in government offices and its implementation guideline 2083. Spokesperson Hemraj Aryal said the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers has instructed all government offices to implement the guideline. According to the Prime Minister's office, the guideline aims to make public service delivery simpler, faster, effective, service-seeker-friendly and technology-based by standardizing application formats across government offices. It requires federal, provincial and local offices to prepare separate, simple and clear application forms for each service in Nepali and, where necessary, English with provisions for digital use. National Assembly Chairperson Narayan Prasad Dahal has drawn the government's attention, saying that consumers are suffering due to the difficulties in the supply of LPG or cooking gas. In the meeting of the upper house of the federal parliament today, Chairman Dahal urged the government to ensure that cooking gas is readily available to consumers, citing that the National Assembly members raised concerns about the problems in cooking gas supply and distribution as well as the rising prices. Speaking during the zero hour in the meeting of the upper house of the federal parliament today, the National Assembly members suggested that the government should systematize and make the import and sale and distribution of the LPG transparent. Meanwhile, the National Assembly has unanimously passed the proposal seeking consideration on the Infectious Animal Disease Control Bill 2083. Minister for Agriculture, Forest and Environment Geeta Chaudhary tabled the proposal in today's National Assembly meeting. On the occasion, Minister Chaudhary shared that the bill has been brought to control infectious diseases seen in livestock and fish farming in Nepal. The National Assembly will meet next at 1:15 p.m. tomorrow. The Food Management and Trading Company FMTC is running fair price or budget-friendly stores across the country from Thursday. FMTC spokesperson Madhav Mishra said the counters are being opened to mark the company's 7th anniversary and improve consumer access to its products. As part of the initiative, a sales counter will also open at the Simhadarbar premises in Kathmandu on Thursday. Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies Gauri Kumari is scheduled to inaugurate it. Mishra says the Simhadarbar counter will offer the company's products at affordable price. Two people have gone missing and two others have been injured after a Bolero jeep plunged into the Bheri River in western region of Salyan district. The accident occurred at around 2 p.m. on Wednesday along the Chinchu Jazarkot Road section at Amra in Ward No. 1 of Bangad Kupinde municipality. According to the district police office Salyan, the Bolero jeep was traveling from Balwa Sangrahi towards Salli Bazar when it lost control and fell approximately 20 meters from the road into the Bheri River. Deputy Superintendent of Police Devraj Bhattrai of the district police office Salyan said four people, including the driver, were traveling in the jeep. Two passengers, 29-year-old Prem Bika and 21-year-old Kumlal Burathoki, were injured and are taken to Salli City Hospital in Salli Bazar. Both are in moderate condition. The other two passengers remain missing along with the jeep in the Bheri River. The identities have yet to be confirmed. A Nepal police team along with armed police force personnel has been deployed for search and rescue, with an additional APF team from Surkhet being coordinated for deployment. The government is preparing to prioritize climate justice and mountain-related issues at the upcoming UN Climate Conference, COP31, scheduled from the 9th to the 20th of November in Antalya of Turkey. Nepal plans to raise issues including mountain conservation, climate finance, climate justice and loss and damage at the 31st Conference of the Parties under the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change, UNFCCC. Speaking before the National Assembly's Development, Economic Affairs and Good Governance Committee on Wednesday, Minister for Agriculture, Forest and Environment Geeta Chaudhary said Nepal would highlight its climate-related rights and needs at COP31. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break. Videsh gaye padi chinta ki na garne Nepal Telecom ko international roaming lene jahan bhaye padi paunu ho sami sangai Kolkata state chalaunus sansar bhari sajile Nepal Telecom ko international roaming seva sucharu garna #1415#7# gari wa Nepal Telecom ko app bata pani garna saknuhuncha. Nepal Telecom, rashtrako sanchar. Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Industry, Commerce, Labour and Consumer Welfare Committee Chair Rahbar Ansari has urged authorities to take strict action, including license revocation against petrol pumps, fuel tankers and LPG dealers involved in black marketing. Speaking at a committee discussion on essential supplies, Chair Ansari also directed the Ministry of Industry, Commerce and Supplies to prepare the Petroleum Act and Black Marketing Control Bill. Listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin, now on to some international news update. Pakistan is making all-out efforts to help bring the United States and Iran to the negotiating table and advance the Islamabad Memorandum of Understanding MOU as part of broader efforts to promote regional peace and stability, a Foreign Office spokesperson said on Wednesday. The Xinhua News Agency cited spokesperson of Pakistan's Foreign Office, Tahir Andrabi's weekly media briefing as saying, Pakistan remains engaged with brotherly states in sincere efforts to help resolve the crisis through dialogue and diplomacy. Andrabi said Pakistan remains committed to promoting peace, noting that the US and Iran had held talks after tensions escalated. He said Islamabad would continue its peace efforts despite ongoing challenges. North Korea has launched a ballistic missile towards the Sea of Japan, according to Seoul and Tokyo, marking the second such test from Pyongyang in less than a week. According to Al Jazeera, the launch on Wednesday came as South Korea and the United States announced plans to hold their annual Ultra Freedom Shield military drills starting on the 17th of August. South Korea's military said the missile flew more than 700 kilometers. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy over Koshi, Madhya, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, as well as the Himalayan and hilly regions of Lumbini, Karnali and Sudhir Pashchim provinces. Partly cloudy conditions will prevail over the Tarai regions of Lumbini and Sudhir Pashchim provinces. There is also a possibility of moderate rain or snowfall at some places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Koshi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, and at a few places in the Himalayan and hilly regions of Lumbini, Karnali and Sudhir Pashchim provinces. Moderate rainfall is likely at a few places in Madhya's province and the Tarai regions of Koshi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, and at one or two places in the Tarai regions of Lumbini and Sudhir Pashchim provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Guidelines issued to bring uniformity to application formats in government offices. Food management and trading company to run fair price outlets at 193 places in 44 districts. Two people missing after a jeep plunges into the Bheri River near the Bangad Kupinde in Salyan along the Chinchu Jazarkot Road section. And Pakistan continues efforts to facilitate US-Iran dialogue. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 AM tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.